You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are so glad to have our guest on the show today, Anna Reichert, who is a Wharton alum who is doing incredible things to promote women and business, and she has such a bright future ahead of her. So we're so glad to have her on our program. So first of all, Anna, welcome to the show, and how are you doing today?
Hi, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, just to get to know you a little bit better, I'd like to know more about your experiences at your university. And this is special for me because you graduated from the school that I'm going to be going to in a few weeks. So I'd love to learn more about your experiences. So first of all, I'd like to know, when did you know that you wanted to pursue business studies in college?
Okay, good question. First of all, congrats on being accepted to Wharton. I'm super excited for you to be going there. I absolutely loved it. I first knew that I wanted to study business, I think, back in high school. My dad owns a small family business, and I've always really been fascinated by the idea of providing services to people and really using business for good. I think it's a great force for good in the world. And then my brother studied business, and I always asked about his college classes and thought they were very interesting. And then I also had a high school teacher who taught me econ, and he just got me super excited about different possibilities in the business world. And so I think back in high school, I was really excited about business, but never knew exactly where it would take me. And I'm not totally sure where it's going to take me today as well.
And that's totally fine. And I think it's so interesting that it runs in your family, this interest for business. So they must have been very excited to hear that you were going down their same path.
Yeah, I think so. I know my brother and I bond over it a lot. We had a lot of similar classes, and he actually also works in consulting right now, and I'm about to start a career in consulting. So I ask him a lot of questions, and he's definitely a great resource to have, as well as my dad.
Awesome. Now, as far as, you know, those who aren't at, you know, the stage where they're going to be going to college in a few weeks, if they're maybe applying just now, if applications came out, or if they're younger and they're thinking about applying to college in their future, what advice do you have for those that will be applying, you know, sometime later in their life?
That's a great question. I mean, I think one of the most important things is to think about what you're trying to get out of college. I think there are definitely great qualities and aspects of strong liberal arts education and also more technical-focused programs like Wharton. And I think since I knew I wanted to go into business, Wharton seemed like a natural fit. But I know a ton of people that go into business or go into more technical fields after a liberal arts education as well. So it definitely just depends on what you're trying to get out of college and what classes and topics are really what you're passionate about. And then I would say, be open, be open-minded. The first time I visited Penn, it was a really rainy, crummy day, and I actually wasn't super fond of it the first time I visited. And then when I was accepted, I returned later to visit it again and found the girl that became my roommate for the next 4 years and met really incredible people, even though originally I didn't think it was where I would end up. And it ended up being the best blessing and such a huge part of my life. So I would say just be open-minded throughout the whole college process, and you never know where you'll end up, but I'm sure it'll be somewhere great.
That's terrific. Now, if you're just now tuning into our show, you are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with our guest today, Anna Reichert, once again, an alum from the University of Pennsylvania. We're just getting to know more about her experiences at the university. Now, Anna, can you describe your experience at the University of Pennsylvania? What was your first impression upon entering as a freshman?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I noticed and really loved about Penn is that it's an extremely diverse school in terms of the student body. I had people in my freshman hall that grew up in Jamaica, Dubai, Venezuela, so many very cool places. And I'm from a small town in Ohio, so these were people from places around the world that I'd never been to and really hadn't thought too much about. And so I think, honestly, I just learned so much about the world through my classmates and hallmates just by talking to the people around me. So I think that is definitely one of the best aspects, not only for making cool friends from really unique backgrounds, but also in the classroom in terms of people coming from different perspectives and having really interesting debates about a lot of cool topics, both in business and in some of my liberal arts classes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just said that you came from a small town in Ohio, and, you know, no matter where somebody might be listening in, might be going to college, they might also be an out-of-state student. So what was it like coming as someone who wasn't from the state that your college was located? Did you know anyone at UPenn before you went?
I did know a couple people. There were actually two other girls from my high school that were attending Penn that I graduated high school with, and then a couple older girls as well that I knew. However, other than maybe a handful of people, I really didn't know anyone. And so it was definitely a big adjustment for me. I had never actually changed schools before because I went to the same school, K through 12, back in Ohio. And so it was definitely a little bit nerve-wracking. But I think, again, just being open and being yourself is the best advice there. Everyone is in the same boat as a freshman. And most people don't have a lot of friends at the school yet, and everyone wants to meet new people. So I would say just be outgoing, and in the first month or so, just talk to everyone around you so that you're able to meet as many people as possible and kind of find where you fit in.
Wonderful. Now, as far as your studies within the university, what did you end up concentrating in?
So in Wharton, my degree was technically a Bachelor's of Science in Economics, but within Wharton, you have to concentrate. So I concentrated in finance and management, and then I also had a minor in Hispanic Studies.
Very interesting. So when you were in the university over the course of your 4 years, what types of things did you get yourself involved in? Outside of classes and outside of Wharton Women, which we'll get to later in the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. So I think Penn has a huge focus on extracurricular activities, which I love about it. So I was probably most involved in, I was a TA for a class called Management 100, which is a class that all Wharton freshmen have to take their first semester. So I became a TA my sophomore year, and the class focuses on leadership and communication in groups. So every semester I worked with 10 incoming freshmen as they worked on a group project for a local nonprofit. And this was, in addition to Wharton Women, was probably one of my favorite things that I did at Penn, just because it's so much fun to get to know incoming freshmen and also to help them learn about such important topics as leadership and communication in groups, especially because a lot of people come to Wharton having been leaders at their high school, and so it's definitely a different experience to be a leader among leaders, where a lot of people are used to being really strong students. So it was a great experience. And then I also did a couple other activities. I was in a sorority, which was kind of a minor part of my experience, and then also I worked at the Wharton Small Business Development Center, which does, through it, the Wharton undergrads and graduate students do consulting work for local companies for free. So it's a great opportunity for the Wharton students to get experience consulting and then also provide a lot of help and real-world experience to the local companies.
That's so incredibly interesting. And the fact that you were able to do all of those amazing things over the course of a few years in addition to your classes. And with that being said, what advice do you have for students at any college to distinguish themselves amongst the rest of the student body?
I would say one big difference, in terms of like college versus high school is that I would take your time getting to know a couple different organizations or extracurricular activities that you're interested in. But in high school, it's a lot easier to be involved, heavily involved in a lot of different activities just because things are on a smaller scale. However, in college, I think it's really important to narrow in on the things that you're really passionate about so that you can really go deeply and wholeheartedly into the things that you want to make a difference in. So I primarily worked on my classes and then TAing and Wharton Women. And then I also, as I said, worked at the Small Business Development Center for a year. But I didn't spread myself too thin, which I think is really important so that you can make a really big impact in the places you want to. and also so that you can remain balanced and sane and not go too crazy getting overwhelmed with tons and tons of work.
And being able to sleep for more than 1 or 2 hours at a time.
Yes, exactly.
That's very, very important. Well, great. We are going to go ahead and take our first break, but I encourage everyone to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter. Be sure to comment using the hashtags womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, and hashtag weforshe. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are with our guest today on the show, Anna Reichert. Now, before we went into the break, we talked a little bit about Anna's background. She just graduated from the University of Pennsylvania at the Wharton School of Business. So we're learning about how she was able to be successful within her university and her classes and, you know, establishing herself on campus. And now we're going to shift the conversation to talking about one of the involvements that Anna was heavily involved in, and that being Wharton Women. So Anna, welcome back. And can you tell us more about Wharton Women itself? What is Wharton Women?
Yes, definitely. Wharton Women is an organization that promotes all female students at Penn and Wharton that are interested in business. And so it's kind of three pillars are professional development, social engagement, as well as philanthropic work within the Philadelphia community, as well as Penn. So primarily we host a lot of events that enable girls to have access to our corporate sponsors so they can learn more about different career options and network, and then ultimately hopefully turn that into internships and jobs after graduation. We also have some social events where we just get to know each other and bond as girls within the Wharton School. Wharton is about 60% male, I'd say, and about 40% female. So it's always fun to get to know more of the girls and really build camaraderie among them. And then lastly, we have philanthropic efforts, which include events where we raise money for local charities, as well as we bring in high school and middle school girls from local schools to teach them about financial literacy and preparing them for a career in college.
That all sounds so excellent. Now, is this available for both undergraduate and graduate students or just the undergrad?
Good question. It's Wharton Women itself is for undergraduates, and then there's also a MBA counterpart, which is called Wharton Women in Business, and it's a separately run organization. They have their own events, but we do have a mentorship program between the two that allows the undergrads to be paired up with an MBA mentor who's interested in a similar field or has had experience in a similar industry so that they can build a relationship and network and help each other out in that sense.
Love it. Now, how did you even get involved in this organization? Did someone come up to you and tell you about it, or did you, research it yourself?
So at Wharton and at Penn, every semester there's an activity fair where all of the clubs have a table and distribute information and flyers to all those incoming students that want to get more involved. So I just went to a couple events my freshman fall, and anyone can go to these events. You don't need to be a member or in any elected position. And so I just went and got to know some of the girls and really enjoyed it. And then by the end of my freshman fall, I realized just how excited I was about the organization. I had loved the events I'd gone to and loved getting to know some of the upperclassmen girls. And so then I decided to apply for leadership positions and get more involved.
So what leadership positions did you hold? How did you get involved within the organization further?
So I was first elected to the board. The Wharton Women has basically an executive board of about 10 students that host and plan all of the different events. And then there are also a bunch of chair positions that help coordinate the specifics for specific events. And so I was elected to the board my freshman year. I was the VP of operations, so that was mostly a logistical role. I did a lot of coordinating, booking rooms, communicating between board members, and I also sent out the weekly email newsletter to our members. So I just kind of spoke to the upperclassmen in terms of how to get involved, about what different positions maybe would best suit my skills and what my interests were. And then, I was really nervous. I just applied as a freshman and was fortunate enough to get on the board. I had to give a speech, and that was intimidating, but a really good learning experience.
I'm sure. That's amazing. And I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with our guest today on the show, Anna Reichert, about Wharton Women. And now we're going to talk more about the Wharton Women in Business Conference. And I'd love to know more about it, like how large it is and you know, where it's held and things of that matter.
Yeah, great. So by my junior year, my position on the board, I was the vice president of university relations. And in that role, I was the chair for the Wharton Women Business Conference, which is an annual conference Wharton Women holds in January or early February, in which we bring in speakers to campus and any students can attend. So in 2015, which was this past January when the conference I planned, we sold tickets to over 150 girls, almost 160, and these were mostly Penn students, but also students from local universities like Swarthmore and a few smaller ones out in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And we brought in two keynote speakers as well as a panel of four additional businesswomen. And the theme of the event was Higher in Heels, Strides to Success. And the whole focus of the event was to talk about how we can celebrate women in business and the fact that being a woman in business today is really an asset. And while there's still progress to be made in terms of women in business and career opportunities, so much progress has been made, and it's really a great time for women to go into business.
And that's wonderful. I love the fact that you are engaging, you know, undergraduate students from their second semester, it seems like, and teaching them all of these different aspects about business that they might not be aware of when they first think that they want to pursue a career in business, but, you know, how their role as a woman fits into that area. So I think that's incredibly important and, you know, such a great thing. It's such a great, you know, way for girls to get involved in this school. Now, what have been some of the events that have been within the conference, and who have been some of the past speakers that the conference has attracted?
Yeah, so this past year, our two keynotes were Deborah Fine, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at Modell's Sporting Goods, which is a sporting goods chain along the East Coast, and then Michelle Kelly, who is an Executive Vice President at Lilly Pulitzer, and she focuses on marketing, distribution, and merchandising. So those were our two keynotes this year. In the past, we've had anchor women from local TV shows. We've also had I can't think of her name at the moment, but she's an executive at OPI Nail Polish. She was really fun. We've also had at past events Michelle Peluso, who still is the CEO of Guilt.com. So we've brought in, our goal is always to bring in a variety of speakers. Traditionally, historically speaking, Wharton sends a lot of students into finance or consulting. However, we've tried to really broaden our range and bring in women that have been successful in a huge variety of industries to really attract students that are interested in not only doing finance or consulting, but really demonstrating the huge amount of opportunities that women have in the business world.
It sounds like such a grand scale conference to be able to attract so many impressive women in their fields. So what did it feel like to know that you were the one planning this event, that you were the one in charge last year? What did that feel like to you?
Well, it was a great experience. I have to say, I couldn't have done it without my committee. I had a team of three girls, two sophomores and a junior, who were helping me, and they each had specific roles as well. So the four of us planned it all together, and I was kind of managing that committee. So it was a tremendous learning experience. To be honest, I never planned such a large-scale event, and there are so many details that you don't even realize when you go to conferences like that the planning committee has to think about, everything from goodie bags to the PowerPoint presentations to, like, the centerpieces on the tables. There's so many details. But overall, it was tremendously rewarding, really, because, first of all, it was great working with my committee. It was a really great experience to learn how to manage a team and communicate and delegate and work together to effectively accomplish all of the tasks we had before us. And then I got a lot of positive feedback after the conference, which was really rewarding to hear that people got a lot out of it and felt like it was a worthwhile day-long event. So it was definitely a lot of work, but it was definitely something that I look back on from college as one of the highlights, especially within my experience at Wharton Women.
I'm sure that all sounds so terrific. And again, what a great experience to, you know, get yourself involved even as an undergraduate student and getting yourself so, you know, with connecting with people that are the leaders in their field must have been such a great opportunity. Now, Anna, we're going to talk more about Wharton Women when we come back from our next break. But first, I'd like to encourage all of you out there to connect with us and let us know what you think about this conversation by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting. Or on Twitter, be sure to use the hashtags WomenInvest, hashtag GirlsInvest, and hashtag WeForShe. Once again, stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are going to continue our conversation with our guest today on the show, Anna Reichert, who was the past chair of the Wharton Women in Business Conference. And we're going to talk more about this conference and the impacts that it has on the lives of others other than the ones that are students. And that specifically is the focus on the conference, the conference's focus on philanthropy. So Anna, you mentioned that there is an aspect of philanthropy to the program, and you work with girls in the Philadelphia area. So can you explain more about what the conference does to help these girls?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to clarify, the conference itself draws attendees from local Philadelphia universities, primarily Penn, but also other schools. And then Wharton Women also puts on another day-long conference. It's slightly different than the Wharton Women Business Conference.
Okay.
It's called the Dollar Diva Conference, and that we hold back in November usually. And that's when we bring in girls from all over the Philadelphia area, ranging from I think 6th to 10th or 11th grade. And we have a whole program put on about financial literacy and the importance of going to college and a variety of topics relevant to their age.
Amazing. And I think that's so important that you are bringing these girls to campus to teach them these things, because these are some skills and some topics of knowledge that even adults have trouble with. So it's so important to teach these girls these real world scenarios and information so that they're better prepared once they're older, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, everyone at Penn and really that has the opportunity to get an undergrad degree is so fortunate. And especially at Wharton, we feel so blessed to have such a great education right at our fingertips. And so I think all of our members really love this event. We have a bunch of our members volunteer all day long, and they kind of act as counselors for the students, and they sit at tables all day long to review fun activities about what's the difference between a checking and a savings account, what's the difference between a debit and a credit card, and all of these important topics that will prepare them for life beyond high school, which unfortunately in Philadelphia, not all high school students in public schools have the opportunity to go to college. So really encouraging them to make every effort they can to get an undergrad degree is our goal.
Right, right. Now, a sense that I am feeling in this conversation is that there's a lot of importance placed on the idea of mentorship, whether that be with the freshmen in the upperclassmen or with these students to these girls in the Philadelphia area, to graduate students and undergraduate students. So what's the importance of mentorship in this case, and how does it benefit both the mentor and the mentee?
I think you're spot on. I think mentorship is a huge part of Wharton Women, and it's certainly what attracted me most to the organization. When I was a freshman, my incoming mentor she happened to be the president of Wharton Women at the time. I was just randomly assigned to her, and I was so inspired and just looked up to her so much that that was really what made me want to get more involved. And so I think in this sense, although we only work with these high school girls for one day at this particular conference, and you might not necessarily maintain that relationship for too long after that, it's a great opportunity just to have them be exposed to women in college who really value education, so that you can hopefully instill some of that and just show them that college is really fun and exciting and an incredible opportunity regardless of your background.
Amazing. Now, what is the most fulfilling aspect of what you do within, or what you did within Wharton Women that, you know, you continue to take back with you even today?
I think that beyond kind of the mentorship that I found and the relationships that I formed within the organization, something that has really resonated with me is the importance of always challenging yourself and continuing to learn in every kind of aspect of your life, making sure that you're never at a standstill and not learning anymore. And that's something I definitely want to take with me into my career. And the reason this has to do with Wharton Women is because within my leadership roles, I really felt like I was always challenging myself. My sophomore year, I was elected as the vice president of technology. And in that role, I was responsible for rebuilding our whole website, which was really outdated. And I had never built a website before and really didn't have that much technological experience, but I was just really excited to learn. And so I was able to do a lot of research and reach out to different students that were able to help me. And I think that, and then again, planning the business conference, which was a big event that I had never thought that I would be able to plan kind of on my own with my committee. Every experience, although sometimes it can be nerve-wracking and a lot of work, you come away with such a sense of accomplishment and gratitude for the opportunity to have learned something new. And so I think as I go into my career, I'm going to be excited and really focus on always learning in every role and maybe not staying too long in my comfort zone so that you're always learning something new.
That's definitely so important, and I think that that's great advice in general to any college student or anybody who's not a college student, if they're older, younger. The importance of learning and not being afraid to challenge yourself is something that is so important to be able to grow and develop yourself. I'd like to remind anybody who's listening in that you are tuning in to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with our guest today on the show, Anna Reichert, and about Wharton Women. And now we're going to shift the conversation more to talking about Anna's internships. And this is a topic that is very important, I know, to college students or those thinking about going to college, is how they can get involved within companies before they graduate. So Anna, first of all, how did you go about seeking internships once you were in university?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think within Wharton, internships there's a large emphasis on getting internships, not necessarily after your freshman year, but a lot of people get internships after their sophomore year and definitely after their junior year, which then hopefully lead to full-time jobs, which is always the goal. At Wharton, it's because it's very career focused as a business school. A lot of companies do come to the campus, and there's something called on-campus recruiting where you're able to network with representatives from different companies that you're interested in and then ultimately apply to internships through the Career Services website. So that's pretty Wharton specific, but within other universities that I'm aware of, I think it's really important to seek things out in terms of Career Services is usually really helpful, and then also reaching out to any alumni, because I think that, I mean, the Wharton alumni community is very strong, but I know other universities as well, people love to help people that went to their school. So always reaching out and just asking someone to chat on the phone for 15 or 20 minutes just to ask them questions about their experience. People love to talk about their experience and help others more so than I think you might expect. So just being excited to reach out to others.
Awesome. So what should students look for in an internship when they go to these fairs with, you know, booths of all of these tables of all of these companies and everybody's telling them all the great things about why they should work for that company as an intern? What are some things that students should keep in mind for what they should be looking for and to have a successful internship?
I think that there's a couple things. First of all, you want to think before you figure out what you want your internship to be, about kind of what your career goals are in terms, especially what your first step out of college should be, kind of what you want to be your first job. So obviously narrowing that down to an industry or a couple industries and then doing a lot of research on the companies before you go to a career fair or a networking session. And then in terms of what you're really looking for, I think you want to think about what you'd be doing on a day-to-day basis and how that activity is going to translate into skills that you'll be learning. You want to think about the people you'll be working with. I think company culture can have a huge impact on someone's work life, and it's really important to enjoy the people you're working with. So making sure that you're getting to know some people before you accept a job so that you are confident that you're going to like the company culture. And then also thinking about, I think mentorship honestly is really important within an internship. A lot of companies that have established internship programs also have created a lot of strong mentorship programs. So I think that's an important thing to look for in an internship.
Definitely, definitely. And those are some great tips. And I know that I will be definitely paying attention to those. And I encourage others to listen to that and take that to heart too, and how to have a successful internship, because you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, all you do is make copies and, you know, scan. You want to have something that is going to develop you professionally and personally. So I think that's all very, very important. When we get back from our next break, we're going to talk more about how Anna was able to develop herself professionally and getting ready for a new career. And she has a bright future ahead of her. So we're going to get to that next. But first, we want to encourage you to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting, or on Twitter, use the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, and hashtag weforshe. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are going to get right back to our conversation with our guest today on this show, Anna Reichert. And before we went to our break that we just came back from, we talked more about Anna's experiences within her internships. But Anna, I'd like for you to talk more about the internship that you got and how that helped you develop your interest for what career that you wanted to have after you graduated.
Absolutely. My sophomore year, I had an internship at Morgan Stanley in the Global Capital Markets Division. And that was a wonderful experience. I was working specifically within the debt capital markets, and we were issuing bonds basically for a bunch of companies in the energy sector. I learned a lot from that experience, and it was very relevant to my finance concentration. The people at the company were wonderful. But then I decided my junior year to try out something different just for the sake of exposure to different industries. So I pursued an internship at Bain & Company, which is a management consulting firm. And I was located in the New York City office, and I really loved this internship. I was working on a team with four or five other individuals, all of them more senior than I. But what I loved most about it was that I felt like I was really helping the team tangibly. My contributions were taken very seriously, and I was able to contribute to all of our team meetings. There was a wonderful emphasis also on mentorship, and I got to know a lot of great senior people within the firm that I could tell were invested in helping me, and they were more focused on my growth and making sure that I was set up for a great career rather than only focusing on making sure that I wanted to work for them specifically. So I really appreciated kind of that selfless attitude and the company culture in general of helping others. And so I've decided to return to Bain next year. Well, I guess actually next month I'm starting work again back at Bain.
Very interesting. Now, I want to ask you about your experiences in doing an internship as a college student. The companies that you mentioned are not baby companies. They're very highly regarded, established companies. And what was it like to be coming from, you know, a classroom setting and getting some of your education? But what was it like to then move on to doing some pretty, like, I would say pretty mature tasks within a corporation? What was that like?
It's definitely an adjustment because, I mean, you can't come to work wearing like whatever you want. Like you can go to class at school wearing whatever you want. And the way you interact with a senior person on your team or your boss is different than the way you interact even with a professor or with your friends at school, of course. That said, I think that especially any business program would in particular, Wharton did a great job, I think, of preparing me kind of for that professional aspect. And that's another way, another thing that I think Wharton Women also really prepared me for, because it allowed me to go to networking events and kind of practice speaking professionally with individuals that I didn't really know very well, and meeting new people for the first time, but being able to hold a professional conversation with them. So I think that Wharton and my classes definitely prepared me well. And one thing in particular was Wharton has a strong emphasis on group work and also making presentations in front of your class. And I think both of those skills were really helpful in both of my internships, because you're constantly working with other people in the real world, and you're very frequently presenting your work to your boss or your supervisor or your client. So being able to speak clearly and present well is a really important skill as well.
So, Anna, part of getting that internship or getting that job offering is obviously, part of that is the interview. So what advice do you have for college students or for those looking for a job to ace that interview? And, how did you prepare for that and such?
Yeah, so my biggest advice for preparing for interviews is to be reflective on your own past experiences. Although some interviews, perhaps in finance, for instance, can be more technical than others, the ultimate goal of an internship is for the person or the company interviewing you to get to know you better, and no one is a better expert on that topic than you are. So I think it's really important to just sit down and think about past leadership experiences or past challenges that you've overcome, so that you're able to talk coherently about the skills that that you have learned and the experiences that you've had that would make you a strong candidate. Another important piece of advice is to remember that companies really aren't looking for a perfect person. They're not looking for a robot. They're looking for someone interesting that they want to join their company, someone that they can see themselves sitting next to for hours on end during the day at work or going to dinner with after work. So you want to be yourself. You want to be fun, and as much as possible, just try to be yourself in an interview without being too stressed out. And then my last advice is that you can definitely practice. I think it's a great idea to sit down with a friend or multiple friends in different sessions and do mock interviews together, because it is really helpful to practice speaking about yourself, because sometimes it's harder to recall different experiences than you might think on the spot. So if you practice that, you'll come in more prepared.
Perfect. Now, as far as your experiences in college and through your internship or through Wharton Women as a whole, what are some of the most significant lessons that you were able to extract from those experiences?
Just kind of overall lessons from Wharton Women and school and my internships?
Yeah, just generally from your experience over the last, past 4 years, what are some of the lessons that you learned, about yourself or what you were doing?
Yeah. I think one of the key takeaways that I've learned is, and we've kind of touched on this throughout this program already, but the importance of reaching out to people and not being afraid to ask questions, whether it's in a classroom setting or your first day at your internship, or when you're starting a new job, it's really important to ask questions and always be learning, and also just sometimes asking questions can be nerve-wracking, and especially when you're asking for help maybe from an upperclassman or from tips from a professor or something. But I think, like I've said earlier, people are surprisingly really excited to help others. And so my biggest advice kind of that is a takeaway for myself that I definitely will continue using in the future is feeling confident asking questions and reaching out to people, and then also the importance of always really appreciating that help, saying thank you, and then also turning around and trying to help others as well when you feel like you've been helped. That's definitely been a theme throughout my experience at Wharton and my internships, and hopefully in the next years in my career.
That's so terrific. I think it's so important that, you take those experiences and you're able to, once again, extract as many lessons as you can. And like you said, there are things that you learned in the past 4 years that you're able to use for the next 4 years and beyond. So sometimes you don't realize how valuable those experiences are and the impact that it has on your life even after, you're a student and you're in a more professional setting. So I think that's all very important. And with that being said, what advice do you have for young women and girls, whether they are pursuing careers in business or they're going to be a student or just in general? What advice do you have for that group?
Yeah, I think that one piece of advice, although it's kind of minor, is not always to identify yourself necessarily exclusively as a girl, but rather just as a person. I think there's a lot of talk about a lot of the challenges that women face in various settings, which is very legitimate, and definitely progress is still left to be made. But I think an important thing that can set yourself apart in many situations is just having the confidence to be yourself and not think like, oh, because I'm a girl, someone's going to think less of me or expect less of me. Just think of yourself as a person and don't let gender be an issue. I mean, sometimes challenges do arise, but I think if you go in with a mindset that being a woman is an asset and you're just as qualified as any other person, then that will be your experience. So I think just having that confidence and that mindset that you're really confident and able to do what you want to do.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you have, such a bright future ahead of you, and you had a successful past 4 years, and you'll continue to have a successful next 4 years and beyond in, whatever you do, it sounds like. So we are very excited for you, and we wish you the best of luck in everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for having me on the show. It was so great to speak with you. This was such a pleasure.
Excellent. Thank you so much again. Now, we encourage everyone to let us know what you thought of this, of the discussion that you just heard, by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter. Use the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, and hashtag weforshe. We'd like to thank you all for listening, and you've been listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. This show is produced by the State of Women Radio Network, the first radio network for women and girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls with Michelle Jaffe. Download our shows on iTunes or listen on demand right here on thestateofwomen.com, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on delivering the latest trends in investing, entrepreneurship, and global women's issues by and for women and girls.